Welcome to a new episode of the Film at Lincoln Center podcast. This week, we're excited to present a conversation from the 2024 edition of New Directors, New Films, with Exhibiting Forgiveness director Titus Kaphar and lead actor Andre Holland. One of the contemporary art world's most important painters, Titus Kaphar creates powerful work that is multidisciplinary in nature and profound in historical meaning, often incorporating multiple layers and sculptural dimensions to his canvases. Kaphar brings the same sense of dynamism to his accomplished cinematic debut, Exhibiting Forgiveness, a work of emotional depth and visual flair, starring the magnificent Andre Holland in one of the actor's greatest screen roles. Painter Terrell Roden, played by Holland, is a loving and grounded husband to singer Aisha and father to a young Jermaine, but he's violently haunted by nightmares of his childhood. While preparing for a new gallery show, Terrell finds his life upended by the sudden return of his father, Laurent. His mother has forgiven Laurent for the abuse and addiction of their family's troubled past, but Terrell cannot bring himself to do the same. While working on a large-scale canvas, Terrell journeys to his past, wondering if he can alter the pain of his present. Enjoy the following conversation with Exhibiting Forgiveness director Titus Kaphar and lead actor Andre Holland, moderated by New Directors New Film Selection Committee member Madeline Whittle. Exhibiting Forgiveness will be released in theaters later this year, courtesy of Roadside Attractions.
Thank you both for the film and for being here with us to talk about it. I think, as I said in my intro, there's a lot to talk about. So I think we may as well start at the sort of the germ of the film, the beginning of the creative process. Titus, in your introduction, you mentioned that it was initially conceived as a documentary project, and I know it emerged in some way out of the Jerome Project, which is an art work that you completed, I believe, in 2016, that sort of was part of the genesis of this film. Could you just give us a bit of a background about how it emerged?
First, thank you all for being here, and thank you for staying. This is not a short movie, and I appreciate your patience. It was a documentary. So the scene with Terrell and Laurent in the basement is almost directly taken from the documentary. I went back to Michigan where I grew up, and my father just happened to be there. And I hadn't seen him in 15 years, and he wanted to talk. And I really didn't have any interest in talking, but my grandmother, and the character of the mother is a conflation of my mother and my grandmother, insisted that I speak with him. And I thought I was going to get out of the situation by saying, okay, if you want to talk to me, I get to film you, because there's a lot you have to account for. And he said, fine, be at my house in 15 minutes. And I thought I was going to be out of there pretty quickly, but it got intense. But after finishing the doc, I just felt like it could only clarify that moment. It could only clarify right now, but it was difficult to clarify why we got to that moment. And so I started writing, really, because my children were getting older and they kept asking me about my father. And I kept saying, well, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you later. We went on college tours last week. So it's about that time. So.
And at what point in the process, as you were moving from conceiving of the project as a documentary to a fiction feature, did Andre become involved? And did you know that he was the one to play your sort of proxy character?
I don't want to answer that because you might think I'm fronting up here. So I actually want Andre to answer that. But what I will say is Terrell Avin McCraney, who was a classmate of mine when I was at Yale, is a good friend of both of ours. And after reading the script, he was the first person to bring up Andre. And we had an amazing conversation that very first time. And it really grew from there. But I'll let you go on about answering her specific question.
Hey, y'all. I don't know if I was the first person.
Stop playing.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad I was the person that got to do it. That's for sure. And yeah, Terrell linked us up in the first place, and we hit it off like right away. And it felt pretty clear to me, anyway, that I wanted to go on a second date. So here we are.
First of all, you need to quit. From the beginning, it was clear to me that this was my Terrell. Like, I literally watched every single thing I could find of him and bootleg stage stuff that he was doing. Sorry about that, but I just needed to see. And so it was very clear to me that he had all of the range to be able to pull off this character. It's not an easy character. This character goes through a lot up and down, and we needed somebody that we could really believe in, and that's Andre Holland.
And I'm curious how you collaborated on developing Terrell as a character, and whether, Andre, you modeled your performance on Titus the person, or if it was the product of conversations about sort of how did you navigate this task of being directed by an artist while also embodying him?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for me it was important to, and we talked about this early on, to treat the script as I would, you know, any other script, right? And not think about it as if I'm playing this person. We spent a lot of time together in the studio in New Haven, learning to paint and just talking and sharing about our families, our fathers, all kinds of things. And so, of course, along the way, there are things that I picked up that kind of got put into the mystery bag. But on the whole, I would say the approach was, you know, it was important to keep a bit of distance between Titus and Terrell. Yeah, and I think, you know, reading the script right away is one that I read it and I thought, okay, well, you know, there's no hiding in this one. I'm going to have to be honest. It's going to, you know, take us all to some heavy places. And I wanted to go on that ride, and I felt like held and protected throughout the process by Titus and also by the rest of the cast, who are all so, so marvelous. So it scared me a little bit to have to do it, to get to do it, but yeah. But in the end, it taught me a whole lot.
I wonder if you could speak a bit about the role that painting plays in the film and how it sort of the paintings that we see in the film emerged as part of the process of making the film. Because I think you capture the process, you know, Titus, as a painter, you know what it is to be in the position of the artist making the work. I'm curious both how you approached developing these paintings that we see in the film and that we see evolve over the course of the film, and also what went into the decisions you made about how to depict that process and how to show Terrell at work.
I have been disappointed with a lot of movies about painters. So when I first started thinking about this, I knew that whoever played the role was going to have to actually learn how to paint.
I thought you said it was me from the beginning, but...
So you can't be whoever?
Whoever.
Go ahead, bro.
You ever. And so when Andre came in and we started working out from day one, I was like, okay, we're about to do this. Like literally day one, brought him into the studio, mixed up some paint, put a brush in his hand and said, put some paint on that right there. And he was like, that's your painting. I said, go ahead, put it on there. For me, it was about like helping him to understand, first of all, there's nothing we can't fix in the studio. We can do anything. We're gods in the studio. Like you don't like it, start over, whatever, it's good. And just to be able to relax with the brush and hold the brush like he knows the tool. And so every time we would come, we would do these different exercises. I would give him drawing exercises. I would give him books. The reason that's so important is because for me as an artist, understanding my work is like seeing in my head a little bit. And that's what I wanted for the character. I wanted us to be able to use the paintings as a window into what's going on the inside for him and the way that an artist processes experience and turns that into image.
I'm thinking about the way you just described a painting as sort of any mistake can be reworked, can evolve over the course of constructing an artwork. And it strikes me that there's something that description has in common with the way the film approaches the question of forgiveness and the forgiveness as a process, even down to the title of exhibiting forgiveness. It's not just about forgiving. It's about communicating that act and that process. And I think that it's such a finely modulated narrative that you have written, and that Andre's performance, I think, really brings to life in surprising ways. But could you just talk about how you thought about forgiveness as a narrative element, but also as sort of the driving creative force at the center of the film?
I'd seen a lot of films about this particular moment in the communities around the country, and there were a couple of things that were they felt like cliches to me in some ways, and the rushing to forgiveness just never worked because that wasn't my experience. That's not what I experienced at all. It didn't feel like that. And then there was also like, I hope you noticed that in this film, even though this is a film that speaks to the issue of domestic violence, that no woman was hit in this film at all. That didn't happen. You didn't see that happen. There was actually no drug usage in the film, even though we are having that conversation. That was really important to me to sort of like to deconstruct that forgiveness was the same way. I'd seen so many films where it's just like, it's obvious that these two characters is just going to work out and everybody's going to go away and they're going to run hand in hand and go fishing and have a beer or something. And that was just not my life experience and not the life experience of so many of my brothers and cousins and friends and sisters. It just wasn't the experience. So I constructed the script in a way that allowed us to first meet Laurent so that you could care about him. So that by the time we got to the end and we're having this conversation with Terrell about forgiveness, that we are struggling with that too. Like, should he forgive him? Should he not forgive him? I don't know. And for me, I think everyone takes away a very different idea of forgiveness in this film. Some people say Terrell definitely forgave him. And some people say absolutely not. That really wasn't forgiveness. And I love that ambiguity. Because I think in that way it works for you.
Similar question for Andre. I think the way in which you enact as Terrell this process contains so many conflicting forces, emotional forces of anger and pain and tenderness and love and compassion for Terrell's mother and for Terrell's own family. And what was your approach to that sort of emotional arc and that contains within it so many sort of conflicting, ambivalent tensions?
I don't know if I ever told you this, man, but when the script first came along, I was down south at home, and my father was ill. And so we as a family were going through the process of he was battling like late stage cancer, and so we were going through that process, and all of those feelings that you just described were kind of already present for me. And you know, there was like a fixed amount of time that I felt I had to like work through some of those things. And you know, he and I had a wonderful relationship, you know, and I mean, really, really wonderful. And yet there still were things that needed to be moved through. So to me, this felt like one of those instances where, like, the character and the human being just kind of met at the right time, you know, because I can't say that I'm, you know, yeah, that I have some like big, wonderful way into the thing that like makes it all make sense. It's just, you know, I feel like I just wanted to be as honest with it as I could be. And in that particular moment, I couldn't help but be honest because that's what was going on for me. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that came through. And I'm yet another gift that my father gave me, I think, in his own way. So, yeah.
I have more of my own questions, but I want to make sure to leave time for audience questions. So if you have one, raise your hand. I see a hand already. There's a mic that will be coming right over. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you guys for that incredible piece. I'm Cameron Tyler Carr. Incredible direction. Thank you for the vulnerability with intention. As a filmmaker myself, that's exactly the stuff that I like to lean into. And beautiful performance, Andre. I just had a question on if you could share at all the significance of yellow within your film, or any color theory or any significance in that. But thank you for the piece.
You caught that, huh? So to me, I hate going into this stuff like literally like this because I feel like it's probably going to ruin it. But to simplify, it's about light. It's about the light from the sun. And so there are many moments where you see even in a dark situation that light emerge, right? So the first time it really is pronounced is when he's in the music room with his wife, and really subtly the wall behind her gets a little more yellow as he starts to sing. And then you see it again even in what Terrell is wearing at the final exhibition. It is used in this film as light in a dark space.
Thank you. This is a question for Titus. So I was going to ask, in terms of transforming this from a documentary into a narrative, obviously there are different things that serve each film format differently. Or is there anything specifically and significantly you changed from your own story in order to better serve the emotional truth of the story here?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, in many ways, the changes were made, you know, my family, these people are still around. And even though there are a lot of challenges that happen, I love my family dearly. And so many of the changes that were made in order to, you know, as I say, protect the innocent. There are conflations of a couple of characters, but the incidents are not, they're not just out of the atmosphere. That they're constructed in different ways. As I've said before, not every single scene is factually as it happened, but there's truth in every moment.
Hello. I just want to say, to begin with, that I thought this was an amazingly powerful movie. Sorry.
Thank you.
I have a brother who had a serious substance abuse problem, so I can really emotionally resonate with what was depicted in the movie. I think the question that I have is, in the film, you said that your father owned your past, basically.
Say that again, please.
Your father had owned your past.
Yeah.
This is when you were forgiving him, but you would not allow him to own your future. So do you, in real life, still have, is he part of your present, and do you envision that he'll be part of your future?
I appreciate your response to the film. There's hope that will happen, but because of choices that he has made and continues to make, it was important for me to keep my family away from the same kinds of things that I experienced when I was growing up. And so there are boundaries for me in place, as I said, for the protection of my family. but I'm not. I do see a possibility of a different kind of future relationship with him.
Thank you so much again, and thank you all for your questions.